Welcome back to your Half Hour to Health with Dr. Mark DiBenedetto. For those of you who are new to our show, let me give you a little bit of background about myself. I graduated from Edison High School in New Jersey. I graduated there in 1981. I wrestled there and was a district wrestling champion and still hold the school record for the fastest pin, which was 8 seconds. I went on to Rutgers University, and I graduated there in 1985. I continued to wrestle there, and I was also a teaching assistant. I went on to Palmer College of Chiropractic, and that's in Davenport, Iowa. And if you're not familiar with Palmer, really that's considered like the Harvard of chiropractic. It's where chiropractic was founded. And I did graduate there in 1991. I graduated with cum laude honors and on the president's list. But I always say I came back from Palmer with something more important. That's where I met my wife, Dr. Tammy DiBenedetto. And we're both practicing chiropractors, and we own Mifflintown Family Chiropractic. And we have been there for 19 years. In that time, we have successfully treated over 5,000 patients. And I'd like to just take a minute, because every month when I do these shows, I literally get hundreds of cards and emails and questions. And I just want to thank you for doing that and just let you know that it is those questions that I put together the following month's show. So thank you again. And if you have missed any of our shows, and you know, maybe you're new to our show this week and you like what you hear in the message, please go to our website. It's www.mifflintownchiro, and Chiro is chiro.com, and you'll see Wellness Library. And if you click on Wellness Library, the first thing in the drop-down menu is going to be Dr. Mark's radio show. And if you click on it, you will see all the archive shows, every show that I've done so far. You can download them. You can listen to them right there. You can even put them on an MP3 player. So, you know, take a chance. Put it on there. Listen to me while you're running or you're doing your exercise for the day. While you're at the website, make sure that you sign up for our free email newsletter. You'll get monthly tips on how to live a healthier lifestyle. And again, you go to the website, which is MifflintownChiro.com, and if you just click on newsletter, you just follow the simple procedures to subscribe. I want you to know that I have a special offer at the end of the show, just as a gift for listening. So, you know, thank you for taking the time each and every month to listen to me. I really appreciate our growing membership. Now, this month, I wanted to talk about the force being within you. I think back to one of the most popular movies of all time, Star Wars. In this futuristic movie that pits good against evil, the good is epitomized by the young Luke Skywalker, who must learn that he has the power within him to defeat the evil Darth Vader. Now, Luke is taught that the force is within him, and the force is not something you can see or measure, but in reality, it's a limitless strength that, if harnessed, can be used as an almost superpower to defeat evil. I can spend the whole time talking about Star Wars because I just love that movie. But the analogy of the force being within you works perfectly with today's talk. I mean, what if I told you that you have a superpower within you? What if I told you that you have the force within you to ward off almost every disease known to man? Well, you do. See, you wonder, if I have such a power, how come I don't know it? Well, like young Luke Skywalker, you must first learn you have it before you can use it. Otherwise, you will spend your entire life and never get a chance to see the realization of the force within you and the incredible miracles it can achieve. What if I asked you, you know, what keeps your heart beating 72 times a minute? Or what keeps your lungs breathing 12 to 14 repetitions per minute? What keeps your blood pressure 120 over 80? What keeps your temperature at exactly 98.6? What tells the 72 trillion cells in your body what to do? See, most of you would say, I don't know, or you might even say the brain. You see, you guys don't even think about this stuff, and I gotta tell you, it keeps me up at night. And if you answered the brain, well, you're partially right. It is true that the brain controls every muscle, organ, tissue, and cell in your body. But think about this. What tells the brain what to do? We have studied the brain for decades, and we can tell you what part of the brain controls things, whether it's memory or olfactory or different muscles. But what we still don't know is what controls the brain. And the reason we don't know is because we can't measure it or see it. This is one of the problems with science today. You know, I think of one of the principles I learned in high school. It was called Archimedes' Law of Displacement. And if you don't remember that, let me just explain how it works. If you put a dense object, let's use a bowling ball, in a body of water, it's going to displace that water. So for example, if you fill your sink full of water and put the bowling ball in it, what happens to the water level? Yeah, that's right, it's going to rise. Well, let's go to the next example. What if you fill your bathtub with water and you put that same bowling ball in it? The water rises, right? Yeah, it has to. That's Archimedes' Law of Displacement. But watch this. What if you take that bowling ball and throw it into the ocean? Does the water level rise? Well, of course it does. That's the law. The problem is we can't measure it or see it. So just because we can't measure it or see it does not mean it does not exist. So what is the force within us that can't be measured or seen? Well, we have to think back to the Bible when God was creating the first human being and he was blowing into the nostrils. Now, what exactly was he blowing into the nostrils? I mean, God doesn't need oxygen. He's God, right? Well, he was breathing life. Literally, the breath of life. It is this energy which is in our brain, which controls every muscle, organ, tissue, and cell in your body. This life force is best described as your innate intelligence. This is our gift from God. I think of this as our body's ability to know what it needs to do to function. This energy or life force flows from the brain and down the spinal cord at 270 miles per hour. This is often referred to as the speed of life. The problem is, it can be interfered with by 1 gram of pressure. We're talking that's less than the weight of a dime or a paperclip. So if a spinal vertebrae moves out of place, this is called a subluxation. It can cut off our life force or innate intelligence, interfering with the vital messages trying to get from your brain to the rest of your body. Now, most people think you would feel a pinched nerve, but this is rarely the case. because only 10% of your nervous system even perceives pain. That means that 90% of subluxations are literally silent killers. For example, if you had a pinched nerve and that nerve goes to the liver, does your liver say, ow? Of course not. It would lead to dysfunction, which could lead to dis-ease. As a practicing chiropractor for the past 19 years, I am trained to detect and correct subluxations, which release your trapped life force. This enables your body to work at 100% of its God-given capability. If we look at our life from the time we are born until the day we die, the body is in constant motion, even when at rest. The cells of our body are constantly dying, and they're being replaced by healthy ones. It's actually been thought that the body literally replaces itself every 90 days. 2.5 million of these cells will die and be replaced every minute of your life. This is a normal process. So health can be defined as the ability of the body to replace the cells and tissues and structures normally and consistently. It is our innate intelligence within all of us that is far superior to our educated brain, which creates and recreates on a continual basis. In order for the process to occur, your life force must be flowing throughout your body to all the cells and tissues. Its medium, where it's held, is the brain and the nervous system. And when the life force is free of interference, the body is in its maximum health potential. If the life force is interfered with, the body does not have the ability to recreate itself normally, and disease can result. Only the body has the ability to heal. There is no pill, there is no potion, surgery, or anything else that can heal from the outside in. The body has all the capability to heal almost all disease known to man through its own innate power. When the life force is interfered with through a subluxation, which again is when the vertebra shifts out of position, the body loses its ability to function normally. Chiropractors recognize that all healing comes from within, through innate intelligence, and therefore we do not treat disease or symptoms, but subluxations in order to maximize the health potential of the body. This innate impulses must not be interfered with. For a minute, let's just talk about symptoms. Okay? A symptom only results from an abnormal or damaged tissue cells. Damaged tissue cells occur in two ways. One, from an acute trauma, and two, the interference of the mental impulse from a subluxation. Cells of the body are constantly dying, as we said, and being replaced as a normal life process. The interference of this normal life process by a subluxation results in the breakdown of normal tissue cells. So a symptom is a warning signal to the brain from the tissue cell level to alert the brain that there has been damage. The most common symptom is pain. However, symptoms such as burning, tingling, and numbness can also occur. Symptom threshold is different for everyone. Therefore, some people may not get symptoms until there is massive tissue destruction. The chiropractor does not treat the symptom. Our main focus is to treat the subluxation, thus allowing the mental impulse to reach the tissue cells so the body's innate intelligence can rebuild them with normal ones. When a sufficient amount of normal tissue has been built, the symptoms will disappear and a healthier body will prevail. Is this not better than taking drugs to merely mask the symptoms while the body builds itself abnormally? Now let's talk about the medical model, which treats with medicine. Just know that the method of treatment uses the outside-in theory. And what that means is they use taking something outside the body, again, like a pill. We put it in the body, and we hope that it does the healing. The biggest problem with this method of treatment is you are taking a man-made synthetic drug and putting it into a God-made body. The body does not recognize such a substance. Therefore, this is why almost every drug has what? That's right, a side effect. Now, I'm not saying they don't have a positive effect, because they do, or they wouldn't exist or be given to you. But follow this example. What if you had a gentleman and he went to the doctors? Now, this gentleman was 50 pounds overweight. He was a smoker, does not exercise, definitely doesn't like to drink water. And his symptoms are, you know what, I'm tired all the time, doc. I'm getting headaches. And, you know, so the doctor does a thorough examination. And after the exam, he basically finds that he has high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Those are two common problems in our society, right? Well, he gives him two medications, one for the blood pressure to come down and one for the cholesterol. And he comes back in about 8 weeks. And the doctor rechecks his blood pressure and cholesterol. And to no surprise, his numbers are normal. Now, here's the million-dollar question. Is he any healthier? Now, in my opinion, no. See, he's still overweight. He still smokes. He still doesn't exercise. He still doesn't drink water. All he did was bring the numbers down. So he's going to die with good numbers. But is he really any healthier? What do you think? How about the guy or gal who has severe low back pain and they go to their doctor and he's given pain medication? Now, even if the pain is reduced, did it really help what caused the pain? In other words, what if he had a slipped disc? What if it was, again, a spinal subluxation, pinched nerve? What if it was caused from arthritis, degenerative disc disease, etc.? Did the pain medication do anything to treat any of those particular problems? Of course not. It just masked the pain, which in many cases leads to further damage because we end up doing things we shouldn't do because we don't feel the pain. And it makes the problem worse and harder to treat later. We see these cases in our office every day. Just know that the adverse reaction to medications, which actually lead to death, has been reported to be as high as over 100,000 people per year. See, this outside-in healing mentality is in contrast to chiropractors. As a chiropractor, I believe the power that made the body heals the body. We work on primarily one thing: the vertebral subluxation. And again, a subluxation is a vertebra that is out of alignment with the vertebra above and below, resulting in nerve pressure and interference of those mental impulses, or basically your life force, from the brain getting to the tissue cells. This lack of mental impulse causes a breakdown of the normal tissue cells until enough abnormal tissue cells have been formed to cause disease. See, the chiropractor's job is to remove the subluxation, allowing the mental impulse to get to the tissue cells with normal cells. This is healing. When a subluxation is corrected, and maintained, an optimum mental impulse is getting to tissue cells, the body has a greater potential to heal and stay healthy. Every day, I am blessed to see the miracles occur as someone's life force is being turned on. What's even more exciting for me is when I see someone finally get it. In other words, they realize if health were found in a bottle, wouldn't we all be healthy by now? I tell you what, let me just share a few stories with you. And these are written by my patients. Here's the first one. As of today, I have been coming to Dr. Mark for 7 weeks. That doesn't seem like a long time, but it didn't take me long to realize that I should have come sooner. I had suffered from severe headaches for years, but the past year has been the worst. Pain has become a part of my day-to-day living. I began planning my day around how severe my headache was by 8 a.m. I work at a computer all day, which made most days unbearable. I complained repeatedly to my family doctor that I felt something was wrong with my neck, and I expected him to at least do some tests. All he did was prescribe Vicodin and told me it must be stress or work-related. I felt sick all the time and began getting depressed. I'm sure my husband will tell you that I wasn't a pleasant person to live with either. I had just returned to work from another sick day when I ran into a coworker in the snack shop. He asked me how my husband and I were doing, and I told him I'd be better if I didn't get headaches all the time and if my husband wasn't suffering from back pain every day. I mean, he could hardly walk. He told me about Dr. Mark and Dr. Tammy and how they had helped him and his entire family. So I made myself and my husband an appointment to visit Dr. Mark. The first thing he did was took x-rays. I came to my first treatment the next day, but was not looking forward to it. I thought someone cracking my neck could only make the pain worse. I was halfway home before I had even realized my head wasn't hurting. Still skeptical, I figured it would be back in a while, or by morning for sure. Didn't happen. It's now several weeks later, and I haven't had a single headache since that first treatment. Dr. Mark truly enjoys helping people to be well. After our first treatment, he called our house to see how we were feeling. How many doctors do that these days? I think medicines are valuable for temporary treatment if needed, but should never be used to cover the symptoms of a real problem. Because of the bad habits over the years, I have contributed to a problem with my neck and back. If Dr. Mark is committed to helping me stay healthy, I need to make the same commitment to myself. I'm grateful that I no longer need to take even an aspirin to live a pain-free life. Thank you, Dr. Mark and Dr. Tammy, for your commitment to your patients and community. Let me share another one with you. This one says, prior to 1987, there were three health problems that I faced almost daily. Headaches, neck pain, and irritable bowel syndrome plagued me. Several doctors labeled these problems as stress-related disorders. Being tired of taking painkillers and medicines, I tried chiropractic care. For 10 years now, I feel like a different person compared to the way I felt before. I feel great when I get my regular adjustments. When I miss an appointment or have to cancel, I truly can feel a difference. Being a competitive equestrian, I deal with several aches and pains of riding horses daily. Dr. DiBenedetto has adjusted my wrist and my feet in addition to my back and neck. It is amazing how this has helped me. When I had a car accident several years ago, x-rays showed signs of whiplash and my neck felt the symptoms. After several months of care and adjustments, the new x-rays showed great improvement and the pain subsided. Overall, I know that I am a much healthier person than I was 10 to 15 years ago. The way that I feel is all the proof that I need. Let me share maybe just one more with you today. And this one says, my name is Tammy, and my life has drastically changed since I have been coming to see Dr. Mark. 11 years ago, I was in a car accident and hurt my back. For 10 years, I went to see many doctors, none of whom could help me. They prescribed medications and various painkillers and sent me home. Then my sister suggested I see Dr. Mark. My first visit was in February of 2009, and in just 2 short months, I was pain-free and taking no medication at all. I put all my trust and faith in Dr. Mark. He helped me when no one else could. He is a very caring person with each of his patients. If you give him a chance, you will find out what a remarkable guy he really is. See, every time I read stories written by my patients, it gives me goosebumps, and it reinforces why I became a chiropractor in the first place. My goal is to educate and adjust as many families as possible toward optimal health utilizing natural chiropractic care. The education starts with understanding that the force is within you. And just like young Luke Skywalker, the more you understand, the more powerful you become. So unleash the power and the force that's trapped within your body. And just as I promised you at the beginning of our show, I have a special offer for all of you who took the time to listen to me today. We have opened 15 new patient appointments in our office. So if you are one of the first 15 who called today, you will receive a comprehensive chiropractic examination, any necessary x-rays, thermography scan, range of motion study, and posture evaluation for just $27. That would normally cost approximately $160 in our office. So call today at 436-9017. That's 436-9017, 436-9017. You see, this might just be the most important checkup you have ever had. So until next time, live with passion, and we will see you in 2 weeks at your next Half Hour to Health.